Okay, this is side B. Kelly Elaine Davies interviewing Norma Scott Baines, July 14th, 1998. We are going to continue where we left off. We're talking about the closing and the demolition of Stevens Lee and how that affected Mrs. Baines, but also how it affected the community. So, you heard that it closed, and then after that, you heard that they demolished the school, and you were talking a little bit about that and how people said it happened in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was told. Most of the people were not aware that they were going to tear it down, mm-hmm. and that it happened during the night. And some of the people, of course, wanted one of the bricks from it. No one knows what happened to all the bricks.
Really, no one knows.
At least I don't know.
So no one that you know of actually got any of those bricks.
No one got any that I know of.
So how soon after that did you become involved with the Stevens Lee alumni?
Okay. I did not, let's see. I did not make it to the first reunion. I did come to one previously, a little reunion that was supposed to be, what do they call it, like a little block reunion. And I'm trying to think of his name that was in charge of it. I think they call him Bebe. Bebe. And I think that from that little reunion, they got together, and then that's when they decided to have alumni and formed alumni for mm-hmm. the reunion. But at the first reunion, I did not come because I was at another reunion with my husband.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Out in South Carolina?
In South Carolina. Yes, their alumni started way before Stevens Lee did, mm-hmm. in the 70s.
Is his high school still open?
Believe it or not, the little building that they were in is still there. It's mm-hmm. a center now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And their alumni is very active. We're hoping it'll continue. A lot of people are getting older.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that you have to really watch, because we're going to get older too.
Mm-hmm.
And if our children don't take an interest in the Stephen Lee alumni or the alumni that my husband and I have, it's called ACTS in Riverside High.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to get our kids interested so that it will keep going. But they formed their chapter, I know it was in the 70s, mm-hmm. and they're very active. They give scholarships. Mm-hmm. They have chapters in Maryland, in New York, in California.
Really?
In Georgia and in Philadelphia.
Wow, so this was a public black high school that you went to?
Yeah, it was a little, mm-hmm. really it was. And their building is nothing compared to, their building compared to Stevens Lee. You can't compare it,
right,
really.
Right.
And when we think of a building like Stevens Lee with all his, it was such a beautiful building.
Yeah.
The auditorium was so beautiful. It can't compare.
How did it make you feel to go to a school like that?
Proud.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm very sad that we don't have our building anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm very sad because that was where so many people made their mark and got their start. It has such history there, and a lot of us have such memories there that we cannot go back. We would like to share it with our children.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to take them through the building and show them the classroom, show them the auditorium, show them all the things that we were able to see when we were growing up and how beautiful it was. It was really a beautiful building. Not many, I don't think, black people in that day, in our day, had schools like that. I would say that it was better than the one that they have now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really, I would.
So have you told your children about Stevens Lee?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And do they seem interested in hearing your stories about that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they are.
They are. Do you think that they'll be interested in the Alumni Association?
I'm not sure. I would like to think they would be. We have, my husband and I have also talked to him about his alumni and hoping that they will take interest in that one too. They have been to some of the meetings up there. But it's something that we hope to work on and see if they will do it, because they have to make their own minds up.
So are you active in his alumni association?
Yes, I am.
And is he starting to be active in yours?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know he was at the reunion with
you.
That's really special.
Yeah. Actually. And his reunion started so much earlier, you know, or sooner, I should say, than Stephen Lee. And their activities are so different that I am an associate member. And I have really over the years been able to take more of an active role in his than in my own, because of the way they have it set up. Mm-hmm. Each chapter is responsible for an activity. Like we have a Mardi Gras, we have a fish fry, we have a banquet, we have a program for the children. They have a parade sometime in America. We all take turns with each activity.
And that's for his alumni.
That's his alumni. And each chapter, like we were in charge of the banquet, and of course the way we did it one year, each member was on the program. So we take more of an active part.
So
mm-hmm.
You said it was AST. What
does
that stand for?
Yeah, it starts for Anderson County Training School.
Okay.
That's what it was before Riverside.
Hmm. So what do you see as the purpose of the Stephen Lee Alumni Association?
Well, the purpose is really to keep Stephen Lee alive, so to speak, to keep the memory going. We only have the gym there, but in some way we can let our history be known. Let it be known to our children and people to come, you know, their children's children.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we look back a long time ago, and I think about my grandparents and my mother and my father, how they paved the way and the things they went through. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here today.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have had the experiences that I had. I wouldn't understand things in the perspective that I understand them, because they brought to me certain things in their history. They made me realize what is precious in this world, what is real, standards. And this is what Stephen Lee did too. It gave us certain standards and principles to live by. And that makes you the kind of person you are today.
What do you think some of those standards and principles were, or what were they?
Oh, loyalty. Patience, understanding, being courteous to one another, helping one another, realizing that you can do whatever you put your mind to do. If you put the effort, and if you study, and if you work at it, you can be whatever you want to be. I think, and these are the things that our kids need to know. They need to know if they study, that they can be whatever, and they believe that they can do something, they can do it. But sometimes I think our teachers today do not instill that in kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're too busy looking at the negative things that are going on today. And I met one lady, and she said to me, I was at Billy Graham's Training Center, and she was talking about that she didn't really want to go to Washington, D.C. because of the things she sees on TV and all this. And I had to tell her, there are so many positive things that go on in Washington, D.C., that our kids are not, what you see on TV is not necessarily what all the kids are doing, because our kids are in school,
mm-hmm.
they're studying, they're being doctors, lawyers, and whatever. They're not drug addicts.
Right.
They're not on the street corner. I mean, but all they see is the guns and the negative things on TV. They don't see the true picture.
Mm-hmm. So Stephen Lee meant a lot.
Oh, yes, he did.
Excuse me. Are the goals of your alumni association the same as the goals of your husband's?
Yes, mm-hmm. I would say so. Hmm. Their goals, well, they have sent a lot of student scholarships to go to school. And we try to do this in a positive manner, mm-hmm. because we realize as black people, we don't have the money and all the resources that other people sometimes have. So that's why we try very hard to make sure that it's a person that needs the money and that they're going to use it wisely, mm-hmm. and that they go on to school.
Mm-hmm. So are there any other differences between, I'm really curious about these two alumni associations, because part of what I'm looking at are what makes the African-American community distinct in the mountain area. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, what other differences have you seen between what's going on at Stevens Lee, or what went on at Stevens Lee, and what went on at your husband's high school and with his alumni association? There might be a lot of questions tied up there, but whatever strikes you.
Okay. Well, what strikes me most, my husband's alumni is set up just a little bit different. Here, our alumni has all the officers from Asheville. The alumni at his do not. They vote. All the people that come to the reunion, you vote on who you want. You are nominated and you vote for them. Like the president is from Washington, D.C. You know, he lives there now. He's the president. The secretary, I think, does live there. The treasurer does live there. There are two of them live there. But the vice president does not live there. And maybe there's another one. But they come together. We all vote. I don't know who votes them in. I'm really from Stephen Lee. I don't know how they do it. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I was not at the last meeting. Something came up. I did not go. But I'm not sure. And my thing is, I think, and I suggested it not at this meeting, but the last meeting I went to, that they, because I was in Maryland then, that they send all the information that go on to everyone so they will know what's going on. They need a form of communication. Now, the Alumni Association in Anderson does it very well and can do it even better because they have chapters set up in different places. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of getting them to that president so he gets it to the people, mm-hmm. in his chapter.
So they have a really good infrastructure.
Yes, yes. And the national minutes, when they are taken, they are sent to the president of each chapter.
So now that you're back, are you going to get more involved in the organization of Stevens Lee?
Well, I hope to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm still involved, even though we have moved back, because a lot of us from Maryland have moved back. Like, I have moved back, and then my niece and nephew have moved back to Anderson, which we're all part of the D.C. chapter. Mm-hmm. But we have, even though they have a chapter in Anderson, we are still part of the D.C. chapter, mm-hmm. so because we want to keep it going. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to fall. So we still are members of that chapter, so we can keep that going. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you can use some of your skills from that association and put them into Stevens Lee Association.
Well, I would like to. I do have this problem, too. I find that, and I hope I'm not, and I hope they'll forgive me. I'm doing this, I'm saying this out of love. that I find that sometime when we come back, or it's like they feel like we're interfering when we make suggestions and things like that, mm-hmm. rather than taking it out of love or to help or to do. You know, because one of the other girls, she was from another class. She said, I wish that, because I know her also from Anderson, because she has been to the, although she went to Stevens Lee also. But we were talking. She said, I wish that they could take some of the examples that ACTH in Riverside does and do it here. And I mean, I'm willing to share, but I don't want them to feel like that I'm coming in trying to change this or change that or change the other. Mm-hmm. It's just that sometimes when people have been away and they come back or they have different experiences, they just want to share them so they can help, not to mm-hmm. make things difficult, you know, or right. just things. But they are, that chapter is very well organized.
That's interesting. I wonder how many other communities have Black high school alumni associations like those that you two are a part of.
I don't know. I'm wondering too. I don't know. But that is very interesting.
It's very interesting.
To find out if they do. Mm-hmm. In addition to giving scholarships, they also. They give money to sometime, like we gave money to, it was a barn down there, and it's a historical place, to restore it. We gave money for a historical marker for a place. Mm-hmm. And different things like that they give money towards to help the community, as long and also the center itself, since it's a center now. Mm-hmm. The school is a center.
That's fascinating. So now that you and your husband are back here, tell me, how, in terms of race relations, has a lot changed for you in this Asheville area?
When I first came back, because being from Maryland and D.C., you're so used, and I had to look around and say, where are all the Black people? There are not many Black people here, or either they stay in all the time or in their little setting. And I also noticed there's not a real different change, there's not a difference in some essence how white people treat Black people. Mm-hmm. It's as though you have to stay in your place or you should be in a certain place mm-hmm. or don't ask questions or don't rock the boat. Mm-hmm. And I think we as Black people in Asheville, we got to learn to speak out. We got to learn to stand together and really speak out. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we've done it. I tell my husband, I say, you know what? The Black people in South Carolina speak out more than they do up here. Mm. And you can see it because they don't take things.
Why do you think that is? The Black people in Asheville seem to are different.
I think because they're so used to being, and I'm surprised too because my grandmother wasn't that way. Mm-hmm. I've heard my grandmother say, do you know who I am? I'm Miss Rossi Sims. And if she didn't care what color you were. And I guess I never just really looked at it, but I'm here now and I do, and I'm older. So I see Asheville differently in some aspects. Mm-hmm. I can even enjoy the beauty of it more, because Asheville is a beautiful place.
It is.
A beautiful place. But we have to learn to speak out. Mm-hmm. We have, and I think that's one of the things we're going to have to do. The people in Asheville are going to have to come together, and we're going to have to speak out. We have to know that we're no longer going to let the white person just do this and do that and not say anything. And I think that's what the white people are used to here. Mm-hmm. They're used to Blacks saying, well, it's not going to make a difference anyway, so.
So would you say you've changed because you left?
Oh, yes, I've changed.
Okay.
Yes, I have changed. As I told you, I was really shy. Mm-hmm. I didn't say too much. Really, I've changed a lot. I speak more, and it might be because I'm older, or I think I have something to say, I guess. But I was very shy as a child and didn't say very much at all.
Has that caused any problems for you since you returned to Asheville with this new attitude?
I don't think so. So far, it hasn't.
Okay.
No, I don't think so at all. I hope that I've learned to use wisdom in what I say and how I say it.
And just a couple more questions before we end this tape. You were telling me a little bit about your involvement at Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
So you did some political activity there? Are you involved in some?
Oh, not really. I didn't really do any, political activity. I remember my grandfather talking to me, and he said, because some of the kids on campus got put in jail for sitting there. So he said, Norm, I'm so glad, he called me Normie, really. Norm, I'm so glad you wasn't in that. That's my grandfather. Mm-hmm. I said, no, Grandpa. I said, I would like to have been, but we had to go to the hospital. So the only thing I really did when my friend and I, when we came home, we did take that action. Yeah, mm-hmm. We really did. I can't remember anything else because the nursing students had such a schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, it was sort of different from the other students. We did, we were part of the NAACP because all the students had to be, and we went to some of the meetings when we could or something.
All
like
the students
that.
Had to be?
Oh, yeah. I think you paid like $1. It was
really?
Like, as far as I know, you had to be. I mean, they were trying to get it going and get it active. So
they were looking into the school.
Which was good.
Yeah.
Because most of the college students then, you know, they were doing the sit-ins and they were, you know, like Jesse Jackson there. They were doing, although I think Jesse's I'm a little ahead of him, but, you know, that's, yeah.
Oh, that's something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have any parting thoughts or anything that I didn't cover that you think should be on this?
I just hope that somewhere, you know, in North Carolina, South Carolina, or whatever, that this didn't happen to another black school. I hope that the people really stood up for their school and their community and did not let it happen. Because we need to keep our history.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Baines. I've enjoyed this.
Thank you.